Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, it might be important to turn your mic on.
Now, there is an example limit of you being rude and mean to me. I'm always catching heat for the opposite
way. No, you just started talking, and
now
I was like,
I can't hear you. Now his thing's broken. Hold on. Take over the show for a second.
Well, because, Joe, I was wondering, because I saw you talking, and I could see you on the video feed here and obviously through the glass, and I just see you talking and talking and talking, and I'm like, he has no idea that, one, his mic is not on, and, two, there's also a light that will tell you, well, I guess the light's behind you. I could see the light in here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm literally astounded, and I appreciate Harry Callis lending me his headphones because I forgot mine today. I'm astounded at how horrible these headphones are.
I don't even know if they are Harry's headphones. I think they're just headphones that Harry found that he uses.
No, they're the ones that's. I watched them because Harry took them off his head after his show.
Well, he did use them today, yes. But,
oh, so like, they're not his regular headphones?
I don't know. I take my headphones. Everybody that I know, like me, Crowley, Doran.
Me?
Pony, you, Crowley. We all have our own headphones, and we take them with us when we leave. So why
Harry doesn't do that?
Harry does not take those with him. No, they're always just laying back here. So
maybe
I think
because
they're
broken.
Probably.
That might be the reason. All right, limits. Let's go to Noah Hyles yesterday and Pirates trade deadline. It's such a strange situation because they desperately need help, but it's for the future. But that doesn't mean they can't get it at the deadline. And they're obviously at the same time in a fire sale mode, right? So give us some of the percentages. I asked Noah Hyles of the Post-Gazette yesterday, do you want to play the clip or you just have the numbers?
I have both. Why don't we play the clip and then riff off it, and I'll just pause it and keep it going as we'll go one by one here.
Sounds delicious. Mitch Keller.
75.
Ooh. And there's me adding some extra context.
Percent chance they'll be traded, in other words, yeah.
I was surprised by that. 75% chance that Mitch Keller's going to get dealt.
Like, do you agree with that?
No, I think it's more 50-50 at this point. Partly
but
because,
he's the beat writer. He's hearing this stuff.
Oh, I know. Like, Noah is more in the know than I am.
Do you want Mitch Keller to be kept?
The further and further we go on, the more I want him to be kept. But I also understand the reasoning because you want him to be dealt for a big fish, for a big bat. Now, if that is indeed the case, and that is necessity to being able to acquire it, and you can't for Bednar and Santana, I would rather package Bednar and Santana to try to get a big bat, and if you get to throw in something else like Andrew Heaney to make it happen, like a three-player deal, I'd do it.
This is not being me being rude or mean to you. I don't think Andrew Heaney, David Bednar, and who else?
Dennis Santana.
Dennis Santana gets you the kind of bat you're looking for, a big bat.
Well, you're talking about two high-leverage relievers with year of control. And look, Andrew Heaney's not in that regard. So fine, let's throw IKF in there. Does that move the needle any bit more for you?
No, it doesn't move the needle.
Well, consider...
If you're going to get... I don't know what kind of bat you're... does it get you a decent bat? Yeah. This team needs a potential young star hitter or an already established really good hitter. And you're going to have to give up a lot to get a lot, I think. I could be wrong.
Well, I think...
But, I mean, you're talking about... relief pitchers.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Andrew Heaney. And then you want to throw in IKF, who's just a guy, a utility player. I don't know. I don't think that does the trick.
Well, let's take
Heaney out of it. I'm talking blockbuster.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that is right now, Joe, there's about 24 teams that realistically could still believe that they are in the race, or at least if you look at the standings, can still think that to start the second half of the year. This is an extreme seller's market. Like, it's you, the Rockies, Colorado, or is they are the Rockies, the White Sox. Like, you are in a pool of a small amount of sellers where your assets are better than whatever Colorado has and better than whatever the White Sox have up to offer. Like, look at those rosters. Who are they going to sell?
I mean, maybe. I haven't looked at their prospect lists.
And the A's aren't going to sell Brent Rooker. My point of the matter is the Pirates have the biggest amount of assets to be able to trade. So I would imagine that with so many buyers out there, they could jack up the price to be able to get somebody to overpay.
It's about quantity, not quality. The Pirates have a bunch of mediocre guys they can sell. Maybe a little bit higher than that. Now, Keller is different because he's a starter. He's having a good year. But he's also signed for three more years here.
Right.
If they include him in a package or deal him, you know, on his own, they better get something good in return. And I'm not sure if Mitch Keller, even one for one, brings the kind of really good bat that you're looking for. But I'd certainly be shopping. I'd be aiming for that. Let's put it that way.
Well,
I would hate to see Mitch Keller turn into a salary dump.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Make no mistake, Limits. Last year he made $6 million. That shot up to $15 million. And when that happens in Pirates country, everybody's eyes and ears go up and it's time to start thinking trade. The next 3 years, they owe Mitch Keller $54 million over the next 3 years. So for that reason alone, he's a trade candidate. But I hope the thinking is he's a good starting pitcher. Let's go out and get a good 20-something bat that's already established if we're going to trade him. Or make him part of a package for some of these guys we've talked about, like this Spencer Jones from the Yankees, a 6'7 slugger. Who's in AAA knocking on the door, the kid we talked about from the Cubs, who's being blocked because they already have their outfield in the majors. That's the type of thing I'm talking about here.
Well, and I think, you know, we've ragged on Bednar a little bit just because of how bad last season was and the start of the year in Miami having to get demoted. Since he's come back,
he's been
NL
good.
Reliever of the month.
He's been really good.
His ERA is under 2, I believe, if you don't include those first couple of games of the season. So you can get something for, what, a two-time All-Star closer and somebody who is still a closer for them that is a significant arm in the back end.
Yeah.
Plus, Santana has been a closer this year and
has been
a really good arm and has a track record over the last year and a half of being their best reliever. So that's why I think that you could get something for them, especially when there's many teams buying.
You could, but the Pirates need a star or a budding star, prospective star. And I mean, I'm looking at big time blockbuster, like including Bubba Chandler. Like, you tell me I could get a similarly positioned hitting prospect to him, one of the best pitching prospects in all of baseball. Then we're talking. You want to package him and Keller and really go for it, or package him with Bednar and Santana? Then we're talking blockbuster.
Then you better be acquiring like an all-star or
potential all-star.
Or two hitters.
Let me ask you this.
That's a lot to give up. Like, I don't want us to overvalue the assets that the Pirates have. But, I mean, we do have to admit, the relievers are pretty good, and Bubba Chandler could be a number two starting pitcher in a rotation. That is
a
lot.
Could be a number one.
That is a number one. That is a lot to give up for a bat that hasn't proven it yet, that might be just knocking on the door. That is a ton to give up.
I know, but I got news for you on Keller. And I bet this is part of the reason Noah says 75% chance he's dealt. When the money gets to where it's going with Keller, and it's the Pirates, you have to start thinking, yeah, they're going to be looking to move this guy. Next. Holy bird
that
follicles.
That one surprises me.
Key Brian Hayes.
60. I believe so. Just from conversations that I've had, I've talked to people, and they said, because there's been smoke connected to Cabrian's name in recent years, but they said this is more legitimate. Like the rumors and everything, there's actual substance and traction to them. That's what I know, right?
Man, the Yankees need a third baseman. The Yankees could certainly use a Mitch Keller. I would think anybody could. How about Mitch Keller and Key Brian Hayes for Spencer Jones? We'll even throw in a sweetener. They want IKF. How about that, Limits?
Don't you think? So you're going to trade three guys for one that hasn't even debuted in the majors yet?
Keep Ryan Hayes. Is it you get somebody to take him and his contract?
How much do you
value? You're not really trading anybody there. You're unloading a contract on somebody.
It's $7 million. This isn't $25 million. To the Yankees, that's just change in their pocket.
I know it is. To them, to the Pirates, it's way more.
But we're talking about to the Yankees.
What's your point?
What I'm saying is if you make that trade, you are not getting enough back. Considering how much you value Mitch Keller to think you could put him in a blockbuster to acquire a star.
With Bubba Chandler, yeah. Wait a second here. You're telling me a guy that Jim Bowden doesn't even think the Yankees will trade because he's so valuable. He's knocking at the door, smashing home runs at AAA. Spencer Jones. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
6'7" slugger.
Yep.
Mitch Keller, Ke'Bryan Hayes, and whoever, I don't care, IKF, Bednar, whoever else they want. You wouldn't make that deal.
No. The Yankees would have to put something else in
the
trade.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
No, I
Keller,
wouldn't do
that. Ke'Bryan Hayes. Why do you care about IKF or Ke'Bryan Hayes,
and I feel
first
like,
of all?
I feel like the populace would also agree with me on this.
Oh, I feel like they
Alex,
wouldn't.
Do you agree with me?
Hold on a second
Alex
here.
Alex agrees with me. Would we like to pass the mic over to him?
Not right now. Let me just ask you. Let me ask you.
Throw it on.
Mitch Keller.
Yep.
Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Yep.
And IKF. For a AAA prospect that's one of the best in baseball that would immediately move into your lineup as a 6'7" slugger. You wouldn't do that.
Well, he's also 24 years old and tearing up the minor leagues. And he's also blocked in that system.
Well, that's why he's aging in that system is because he's blocked.
Where is he on the rankings this year in Major League Baseball? He does have 16 home runs, but he struck out 70 times in 49 games.
Who cares?
In AA. He's went up to AAA.
Read
he struck out 90 times in 63 games.
Who cares? Read what Jim Bowden says about him. First of all, would you do Mitch Keller straight up for him?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd be more inclined to, yeah.
Then why do you care about IKF for Ke'Bryan Hayes?
Because I think you can get additional pieces. How much? What
Who's
do you,
giving
what
you
what
a
you
piece
value,
of anything for Ke'Bryan
what
Hayes?
What do you value somebody who is a The platinum glove, gold glove
Getting
defender
rid of Ke'Bryan Hayes is the prize in and of itself. He's no longer here if you trade him. No, nobody's giving up anything of value
Spencer
for him.
Spencer Jones is not even a top 100 prospect.
Read what Bowden said about him.
Okay, why is Jim Bowden the gospel now? I mean,
hold on a second.
What is
here?
MLB Pipeline? And I trust what they say and Jonathan Mayo say. Spencer Jones is not even a top prospect.
Where is he in the Yankee system?
I'm pulling it up now, but he's not a top 100 guy. He is second in the Yankees list, but he's not okay. in the top 100 list. He's not even a top 100 prospect.
He's a
so why are we deciding?
He's
that?
A 6'7" slugger who's killing AAA. Who Bowden says they don't even want to deal because he's that valuable.
Well, good for them. Everybody.
So Bowden's not gospel, but Jonathan Mayo is.
I'm taking the account of what Baseball America says and what MLB Pipeline says, and they both don't have him in their top 100 prospect list.
How about the kid for the Cubs?
Let me pull up Chicago's list. So you're talking about who? Owen Casey for
yes.
the Cubs,
yes.
their outfielder,
yeah.
the left-handed bat.
Yep.
He has 19 homers, 42 RBIs this year, 97 strikeouts, 73 games. And strikeouts at this point, I mean, you just get so many of them.
So why'd you bring him up with Jones?
20 doubles, because his are just so outlandish that, I mean, it's like O'Neill Cruz
is
how much he's struck out.
Who cares?
He's their number one prospect. On the top 100 list, he ranks, as I try to find it, 41st.
41st. Would you trade Keller, Key Brian Hayes, and IKF for him?
Yeah. Yes, I'd be more inclined to do that.
So you're convinced that he's that much of a better prospect than Spencer Jones?
What convinces you that Spencer Jones is such a great prospect?
Only what I read and hear. Neither one of us are scouting minor league games. Are
right.
we limits?
No. But I mean, when I look at Jones, I do wonder if he is such a great prospect that the Yankees don't want to trade, why is he just not knocked down the door? The Yankees have gone on a losing streak right now.
You already said it. He's blocked in their system. Did you not? He's their second-rated prospect.
I did. They don't want to find a place to put him. He's an outfielder that can also play first base. If he was that good and they need the offense, they would call him up and play DH.
Why does AI Overview say Spencer Jones is a top prospect for the Yankees, currently ranked as their number two by MLB Pipeline? Impressive size, athleticism, power, drawing comparisons to Aaron Judge. Huh? Why does it say that limits?
Aaron Judge?
Yeah, that's what it says.
No, no prospect should be compared to Aaron Judge. Not one.
All right.
And we're talking about a slam dunk Hall of Famer, most home runs in the American League.
All right, let's switch to this. You think that Key Brian Hayes, that the prize in trading Hayes isn't trading Hayes?
Look, I don't think that you're going to get much for Key Brian Hayes. I don't. I just don't think it's a complete salary dump to a team. Like
it's
the
not
big
a salary dump.
Yankees.
It's a player dump, and they can start over at third base.
And I would move off of Hayes. I would be completely okay if they traded him.
I would lavish a team that wanted to trade for him. I would drive there and promise them gifts every year for the next 10 years. You're taking Key Brian
what
Hayes
I'm
from
saying
us?
Is I don't think that you have
There's
to make
no
a move.
There's no prize coming back for Key Brian Hayes.
It could be an A-ball prospect that is just, you know. What I'm saying is I don't want them to trade Key Brian Hayes in a similar way like they did with Laureano to the Blue Jays.
Who cares how they trade Hayes?
Because
if they trade him, it's a win. It's a freaking Super Bowl win.
Okay,
if they
so you would be okay if they package two prospects like they did the Laureano trade for Reese McGuire and Harold Ramirez, who are two guys that have actually played in the majors.
If I call another team, I say I want to deal Key Brian Hayes. Will you take him? And they say yes. I would say, oh my God, thank you. And they said, what do you want in return? I would say, nothing. Thank you for taking him.
For a Gold Glove defender at $7 million. I don't know why I'm defending Key Brian Hayes.
You're constantly defending this guy.
I would be completely fine with trading Key Brian
You're
Hayes.
You're not understanding that the miracle it would be for somebody to trade for him.
Miracle?
Yes, miracle.
Nah, I don't think so. I really
okay.
don't.
Okay. All right. All right, limits.
All right.
Let's take calls on that. 412-928-9370.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend, and I don't think you are either, that we watch Spencer Jones and whoever the other kid's name is. I rely on the Jonathan Mayos and the Jim Bowdens of the world to tell us who these kids are and, you know, how valuable they can be. Keith Law. Let's find Keith Law and Spencer Jones. Shall we, limits?
Please.
And who cares about IKF? I mean, he's been a good soldier here. Why would you care if he was thrown in a deal?
Because
there's no future here for
him.
No,
there's not. IKF is probably, it's more so to me about Keller and how much is Keller worth.
He's the
and
guy.
How much is Keller valued. So whenever you see like a 3-for-1 trade like that for a guy that's not even a top 100 prospect, I don't care what size he is and everything else, it's just it's kind of an odd deal. But now I'm going to take some calls.
Tell me that this guy is not lovable. this little city limits, because he is. All right, I've got some more stuff on Spencer Jones. How about Spencer Jones or a like prospect? I mean, don't forget also with Mitch Keller, we're not into his late season, his annual late season swoon yet. That begins in August. So you want to sell high on him. And I'm sorry, but maybe you think I'm wrong. If I get somebody on the line and they say, we want Ke Bryan Hayes, I would, you know, one of those phone calls where you put the phone away from you and start cheering when you don't want the other person to know how happy you are. They've just said something because they might think it's weird that you're that happy. Oh my God. To not have to watch him hit ever again here would be the prize in and of itself. And while that's not a big contract, limits is right. For almost every other team, or for two-thirds of the teams, for the Pirates, it is. Period. So you can start over at third base and start looking at, you know, I don't know what. You have Connor Griffin coming. You have Nick Gonzalez here. Hopefully Tamar Johnson, another infielder you got coming. You're allowed to go out and sign somebody else. You can reconfigure your infield and get more than two home runs and a 550 OPS or whatever he has from your third base position.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.